Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Brittany Babbles, a podcast where I babble and you may or may not listen or learn anything from. So today, the episode is going to be called Hinge for the Win. And I know that if you followed this podcast from the very beginning, you would remember summer 2021, in which I used Hinge. In which I used Bumble, and many of my episodes were called Brittany Bumbles, but this episode is called Hinge for the Win, and I am just going to talk a little bit about my Hinge experience thus far, and so on and so forth. So to start out with, I just want to preface by saying that when I met my now ex-boyfriend on Bumble, Bumble was a learning curve, and Bumble's very much like swiping right, swiping left. And, you know, I deleted the app, deleted my profile, everything when I started dating said ex-boyfriend. And so when I redownloaded Hinge, like about a month after my breakup, I was so shocked. I was like, what? I don't even know how to use Hinge. Like, this is nothing like Bumble. I mean, it's similar concepts of Bumble, but, like, also not. Because there's not really swiping. You can like someone's image. You can like someone's prompts. You could like whatever. And you can message them. And it's both ways. So it's not just women messaging first, you know. Women can message first, but it's also like men could also message. So like there is kind of some, I guess, control for the women, but also like if you want to be initiated, you can also wait to be initiated, which I like that. But I also, if I encourage you, if you are a woman and you see a really cute guy on Hinge and you guys happen to match, or on any dating site that women and men can both like message first, I would completely like recommend and encourage you to, I guess, message first, because one, this is a women's world, okay? This is a women's world, blah, 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 you know, so completely recommend. But anyway, let me start with just telling you and breaking down what started this whole Hinge experience. So I downloaded Hinge a month after my breakup, and it was hard. Like, not only the learning curve from like Bumble, but also just like I haven't flirted with like men for, now it's longer, but then like a year and a half. Like, I've only, you know, I was invested in one man. So like, and I hadn't been on a dating app in a year and a half, you know? So I was like, this is crazy. Like, I haven't been on dates before. Like, I don't even know what I'm doing. And I didn't know what I was doing. So it was kind of hard. Like, I don't think I was mentally ready. And it actually put my like mental state kind of behind, I would say like the first 2 weeks of me being on Hinge, because I just downloaded it. It was like, what the heck, we'll deal with the consequences later. But that was like not what I should have done. I needed to figure out what I wanted. So that happened. Went on spring break with Lindsay, who has previously been on this episode. And I was like, okay, let me re-download Hinge. So I re-downloaded Hinge, and I have since gone on 6 or 7 dates with men. And I know that, like, one, that sounds completely out of character. But two, I was like, what? I was like, what in the world? Like, why not? You know, like, my word of the year this year was celebrate. And I kind of want to change it, but like, I've already decided that my word of the year was celebrate. So like, honestly, this year, like, I just am kind of switching mindset. Like, I am celebrating that I am single. I'm celebrating that I'm going to be bold. And so I've been bold. Like, I have really been like a person, or like a girl who's like, okay, I feel like the anthem of my life is She Loves Control by Camila Cabello. And so if a guy matches and like we match, I find him attractive. I think he's cute. You know, I think he's fun. You know, fun for the now. Fun for the now. I like kind of prompt him to ask me out on a date. And I'm very forward in that respect because it's like, I don't want my time being wasted. I don't necessarily want to date you. And many of these guys like don't want to date too. So like it's kind of a win-win. But I, you know, prompt him to ask me out on a date. And most of the time it's stuck. So I've gone on a date with one guy, ultimately got ghosted. Fine. Went on a date with another guy. He asked me to his formal. Also didn't come to fruition. Went on another date. Yeah, I don't know. It's just sometimes I get mixed up with how many dates I've gone. I need to make a spreadsheet. I keep on making like a joke with some of my friends, like I need to make a spreadsheet, but I like literally can't remember a lot of this stuff. But I mean, it has been like an experience, and it has been so fun just like meeting new guys, seeing that like, yes, Brittany, like one, you are fun. Like, you don't, I don't necessarily need validation, but I'm like, no, you are fun. You can do this. Like, you are just having a good time. And I feel like where I'm at right now, like, just going on silly little dates is, like, good for me. But ultimately, when I get back to St. Louis, where I am from, like, I'm gonna go back, take 2 weeks off, and I'm like, okay. Okay. Like, this is what I need to do. But ultimately, like Hinge, my biggest recommendation, be bold. You know, like we are all badass women. At the end of the day, we are all girl bosses. And I just feel like, why not? If you want to get on a date, like if you want to go on a date with a guy, you find him attractive, ask him out. Like, it's okay. Like, I honestly, and I've talked to a lot of the guys that I've been on dates with as well as just like my male friends. I'm like, do you like find, like, do you like when girls ask you on dates, or like, do you like when girls prompt you, or like are very like forward and like, yeah, ask me out on a date and we can like see how this goes? And a lot of them are like, yeah, like, no, it takes a lot of the pressure off me. And like, it also shows that like, hey, this girl is interested in me. I don't have to question. I don't have to guess. And it's just, it's fun. So that is a little bit about my little Hinge experience. Next episode, I'm going to be going more in depth on the dates. But actually, I need to like, I don't know. I just need to figure it out. So I need to like, list all the guys that I've gone on dates with and then give them little code names. But regardless, I hope that you liked this episode. If you are enjoying this new version of Brittany, please follow me on Instagram at BrittanyNKO, or follow this podcast. Obviously, you absolutely have to follow this podcast. It's Brittany.Babbles on Instagram. And I hope that if you are enjoying this content, share an episode with your friend. And I would love if you guys reached out to me and just told me like how you're feeling about this podcast and just stuff like that. What can I improve and all of that. So thank you so much, and I will talk to you all very soon. Bye.